I know that this very minute has history in it. We're here.
Right in the yellow. And then I was, there's good news. Good evening.
This is Donna of Donna and Honey's Love Motel, and you're listening to WGXC Acre Hudson Catskill 90.7 FM.
The views expressed by on-air volunteer hosts do not reflect the views of Wavefarm or WGXC. WGXC is nonpartisan and does not endorse or support political candidates. To participate in WGXC's on-air dialogue, call 518-622-2598 to either call in live to the studio or record a 3-minute message for broadcast expressing your point of view, or send an email to info@wgxc.org.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Upstate Films, connecting the Hudson Valley through transformative cinematic experiences. Now home to The Witching Hour, a new series that pays tribute to the special hour of night that welcomes the frightful and uncanny. In December, experience, all over again on the big screen, Rosemary's Baby, Hereditary, Tetsuo, The Iron Man, and Black Christmas. Every Wednesday night, information at upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support Starbucks of Columbiaville, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Thursday, February 6th. Local early morning temperatures range from 8 degrees in Steventown to 22 in Cope. Regional average soil temperature is 33 degrees. Winter weather advisories are in effect from 4 a.m. to 6 p.m. that could easily be extended. Schools are closing. Check your destination before getting ready this morning. If you do head out, add extra time to your travel and be extra careful. Make sure you got your safety kits inside your car. As of this recording, the first wave of precipitation is coming through as a mix. I directly sampled snow, sleet, and rain, and I'm seeing some ice forming on untreated surfaces. We could see sleet as things warm up, but generally, snow is supposed to keep going till about noon. Then it could come down as rain and cause more icing this afternoon. This could be even more dangerous than this morning. The afternoon high of 30 happens just before dark. It all comes to an end by 9 p.m. Then, overnight, wind gusts show up and we don't get a low. We get Friday's high of 32 at about 10 p.m. Then temperatures just slide. Friday will be pretty darn windy, the temperature sliding to 15 degrees by dark. Overnight it keeps going, hitting 10 degrees. Then Saturday is looking dry, not so windy, with a high of 24. Overnight we are looking at almost a foot of snow, and Sunday it will taper off through the day. We get a high of 23, so bundle up if heading out to go do some sledding. Sunset today will be at 5:01 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:59 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances are at 25%. Plasma winds will be average at 441 kilometers per second, with a thin density of 1 proton per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently solar max standard with an S2 level noise floor. There are no chances for aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 159. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Thank you. Hello, hello. This is Rai Notaris, and this show is called There Are Hallways, or I guess it's an audition show. You just heard Laurie Spiegel's drums, and then the Idrisi Ensemble, who does amazing, recompositions of 12th century polyphonic choir pieces. And the last thing you heard was Kelsey Liu's Dreams. This show is going to have poetry. Basically, this show is kind of like, it's a body, but it's a dream body. And the spinal column is the dreams of the past month. And they are collectively harnessed. That's what this last month has been. You're about to hear Alice Notley reading some of Descent of Alette, the first book. And you'll also hear from Kim Hyasun later in the broadcast. And yeah, there you go.
Sleeping on the platform and behind them, cavish stores, a row of stalls niched in the walls. A snake lives in this stop, lies there on the platform before a four door, which is an exit, lies large coiled and sleeping. Women, vaguely whorish, come and go here. They are ant-faced, smooth carnelian carapaces above bright-colored cotton blouses. There are men, large-handed furry. They are round-eyed gray spiders, but the snake sleeps before the door that's an exit to the tyrant's world. She is black, golden brown, sleeps because she is sad, is drugged by melancholy. Corpse souls from the cemetery wander here near her coils, disturbed and white dusty, too many of us underground, but we think the snake is growing. She is growing. Here's an example. A woman who is standing, waiting for the train, is someone who will be allowed to exit. Wears a business suit, big shoulders. Her animal familiarity to us is powdered over, pearlized. She's attractive, is suffused with her powers, a sense of her own powers, but she is surrounded by a pale gel, a thick light of viscous transparency. It sets her apart from us, some other kind of will. It is substance of the tyrant's thought. She belongs to the tyrant, though she thinks she's her own. Now, this is what happens. There is a figure in her body, another one. It steps out of it, leaves her body. It is brown and naked, both humorous and shadowed, of face. A spirit leaves her and lies down by the snake, becomes ghostly, brown coils, disappears into the snake.
Thank you.
That was Leila Bourtre with a song called For Tamio. I am obsessed with everything she makes. And next up, we have Kate Bush with a classic song about mothers to celebrate this Mars retrograde in Cancer. Here's a poem. It is by Kim Hyosun, translated by Don Mi Choi, translated from the Korean. It's called Double Dog-Eared Page. Mommy, don't read this page. I dog-eared it so you'd know to skip it. Birds shed tears, hammering the sky with their sharp beaks. I'm typing a command. Make the bird fess up, even if you have to hit it. But what I really typed was burr, 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 bird, faster than my pulse. Bird's wet toes caress my face. Lipless, tongueless, bird pleads, please help me. In this elevator, there's no button for going up, and the morgue is underwater. When I hit you in the kitchen, it was as if a bird. After, you went into your room and quietly stretched out your wings. You, poor thing. A silent, night-lit red with all the traffic lights of the world. I follow Mommy. I open the door deep underwater. That silent place where Mommy nurses an infant. That rockabye place. as if its neck is forced to hold up someone else's head. You, bird, little bird, nod, nod.
Thank you. le lemonade. Lemonade, le lemonade. Lemonade, le lemonade.
Lemonade, le lemonade.
Lemonade, le lemonade. Lemonade, le lemonade. Lemonade, le lemonade.
Lemonade.
I got something to tell you. Hope you'll understand. I never meant to hurt you. Was it in my hands? It's just that when I'm with you, everything's okay. I get that kissing feeling, and I want lemonade.
Lemonade, le, le, lemonade. Lemonade, le, le, lemonade. Lemonade, le, le, lemonade.
Lemonade, le, le, lemonade.
Candy boys, candy boys. Candy boys, candy boys. Candy boys, candy boys.
Lemonade,
lemonade. Candy boys,
candy boys.
Lemonade, lemonade. Candy boys, candy boys. Candy boys, candy boys.
So that was PJ Harvey to bring you my love. And then Miley Cyrus's vocals singing a song called Stay, I think. I had never heard it. And then Sophie singing Lemonade. What you're about to hear is a recording of Kim Hyesoon's poem Floor is Not a Floor. The first person you will hear reading is Don Mi Choi. Oh, I'm sorry. The first person you'll hear reading is Kim Hyesoon, and then that will be followed by Don Mi Choi's translation.
Padagi, padagi 아니야. 발목에 묶인 은줄이 빛난다. 엄마는 태어나자마자 나에게 세 장을 입혔지만 발이 푹푹 빠지는 트램펄린 밤. 흰 오로라처럼 사라지는 토끼 모양 그림자. 트램펄린 밤 속으로 나는 튀어오른다. 누가 언제 왜 어디서 어떻게 무엇으로는 설명할 수 없는 얼굴과 마주보고 튀어오른다. 우리 엄마를 낳아서 소녀로 기르고 시집 보내고 나를 낳게 하고 이제 할머니를 만들어서 병들어 눕게 한 달빛이 은줄 위에 빛난다. 나와봐, 나와봐. 네 면상을 치고 말 테다. 나는 달을 향해 두 손을 뻗는다. 우리 엄마는 호스피스에 두고 나는 트램펄린 춤. 엄마는 보러 가지 않고 달을 무찌르는 춤. 내 춤은 추면서 베이는 춤이야. 쿵쿵 큰 소리 나는 춤. 트램펄린 밤, 트램펄린 산, 트램펄린 숲. 푹푹 토끼 그림자 늪 속으로 빠지는 밤. 저들과 싸울 거야. 저들을 뵐 거야. 저 산을 유혹할 거야. 이것 봐. 이건 마셔봐. 한여름의 장마 주스. 더위 끝 태풍 스쿼시. 저 숲에게 권할 거야. 이것 봐. 이건 마셔봐. 나는 하늘과 땅 사이를 베고 싶다. 엄마가 누운 곳만 빼고 다 베고 싶다. 왜 엄마를 태어나게 하고 왜 죽게 하는 거야? 매일매일 내 몸을 조여오는 이 세 장을 벗지 못하는 나는 전적으로 바닥에 의지해 사는 나는 트램펄린 트램펄린 도약 도약 하지만 내 춤의 안무는 슬픔이 하는 걸까 불안이 하는 걸까 아침이 시작되는 거짓말 도움닫기 높이뛰기 저녁이면 시작되는 거짓말 곤두박질 앞구르기 두 발에 매달린 은줄이 찰랑거린다. 이 지구는 자전과 공존이라던데 내 치마처럼 훌러덩 돌기만 한다던데 왜 죽어? 왜 죽어? 온몸을 찌르는 잉크처럼 나를 적시는 달빛. 이 빛을 다 베면 죽음이 멈출까. 새장을 입은 채 나는 싸운다. 저 숲과 저 산과 저 밤과 저들을 다 베면 우리 엄마가 살까.
Floor is not a floor. Sparkly silver chains on my ankles. As soon as mommy hatched, she dressed me in a birdcage. My feet keep sinking into the trampoline night. Like a white aurora, the rabbit-shaped shadow dissipates. I bounce into the trampoline night. Who, when, why, how, where, what? I bounce up facing the inexplicable face. The shiny moonlight on my silver chains. Gave birth to mommy, raised and married her off, then made her have me, and now turns her into a sick, bedridden granny. I stretch my hands out to the moon. Come out, come out. I'm going to slap your face. I leave mommy in hospice, and I dance a trampoline dance. I don't go to see mommy. Instead, I dance fighting the moon. My dance slays as I dance. My dance makes loud thumping sounds. Trampoline night, trampoline mountain, trampoline forest. Sink, sink into the rabbit shadow, swamp, night. I'll fight them. I'll slay them. I'll seduce the mountain. Look here. Drink this. Summer's monsoon juice. End of heat wave, typhoon slush. I'll offer it to the forest. Look here, drink this. Cool autumn rain mixed fruit nectar to seduce the giant who lives in the forests. I want to slay the space between sky and land. I want to slay every place except where mommy is lying. I want to slay the rain falling like a black velvet curtain. I want to slay the geraniums under the drops of moonlight. Why did you let mommy be born? And why do you let her die? I can't take off my birdcage dress. It strangles me more each day. I'm entirely dependent on the floor. Trampoline, trampoline. Does my dress bring destruction? Bird wearing birdcage with lace curtains. Jumps, jumps. Is sorrow choreographing my dance? Or is it anxiety? Lies begin in the morning. They do hurdles, high jumps. Lies begin at night. They fall over, do forward rolls. My silver anklets clang. They say earth revolves and rotates, orbiting, swirling like my skirt. So why should mommy die? Why? Moonlight soaks me like ink, pocking my whole body. Will death stop if I slay all the moonlight? I fight still wearing my birdcage with forest. With mountain, with night. If I slay them all, will mommy live?
The next reading is Alice Notley reading from Book 2 of The Descent of Alet.
In a dark cave I saw an apparition, almost real, almost there. A human-sized hooded snake which looked as if it had arms, wing arms, cape arms. The snake had a smiling, womanly face. Reared up taller than I, seemed to hold towards me arms, then vanished. The cave lightened, grew full of light, but also seemed curiously buoyant. I felt like footed. The air itself was balmy. Other people entered now who were naked or half-clad. Then I saw a black line begin extending in air in the center of the room, made an airy drawing, rectangular, 6 feet tall. That is the senses, a woman said. Step through it. It's a door. I stepped through the rectangle, and immediately the walls of the cave looked different. They were covered with jewels, but the jewels were cartoon jewels, as if from an animated cartoon, and more beautiful than real jewels. Larger, the colors clearer, brighter, more transparent. Everything about them was magical. Their colors were white, glinty violet, bright orange, magenta, blood red, fierce blue, green spotted black. These are the ones, a voice said. We've always wanted to be near.
into a tunnel, I guess you'd call it, because it definitely had sides, and I definitely felt confined. And I started moving upward, and I felt exhilarated. But when I got to the end of the tunnel, there was this light that was so bright, I thought would hurt my eyes. Then I saw him about 100, 150 feet ahead of me, and it was the figure that I knew to be God.
Idumea by the Sacred Harp Singers. Thank you so much to all of the Dream contributors and to the Dreamers. Take heart in these times. And some words. www.comepete.com 1215 Pitbull Tiger Cat. Jupiter is a beautiful number. I don't know if people were toddlers or adults, but their bodies were elastic. Death behind her always. Moved by it deeply, lemon, big jump, repetition. I like your outfit. And that was our show. It's called There Are Hallways. Again, it's a show that is informed completely and 100% by the dreams of the past month, and I am merely a curator and organizer. See you next time.